Dylan Larkin, captain of the Detroit Red Wings, who's been playing very well. In fact, what was it, just the other day, he was named the NHL's first star.
Yeah, sounds good.
Had the, five goals last week and two assists.
Yep.
His first career hat trick.
First career hat trick happened, yep. Yep, been playing good hockey.
Wearing the C as necessary.
Yes.
The veteran that he is, still at such a young age.
Right.
But helping to lead some of the young Red Wings. And fans are taking to him and, you know, looking for some hope, looking for him to be part of what will hopefully be a turnaround franchise as the years get into the future. But beyond his on-ice capabilities, have you heard the story that's going around now from Dylan Larkin in the December 14th game? Apparently, this is the game against the Islanders at Little Caesars Arena. He was mic'd up. He had a mic on. And an incident happened during pregame warm-ups that fans are loving Dylan Larkin for. So I will play you the audio, and then I'll kind of explain a little bit of what you're hearing. But I'll just tell you that Dylan Larkin is doing warm-ups.
Yeah.
And there are fans already there, of course. They're watching. And some fans have already purchased their very expensive drinks.
Yes.
One fan behind the Red Wings' goal has a very expensive drink that's sitting on the ledge. And, well, let's give you the mic'd up Dylan Larkin account.
Oh, I can't handle it. Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Oh, no. I feel terrible.
You knocked their beer over?
Yeah, sorry. Hey. Where'd Zuby go? Zuby! You got your wallet on you?
Yeah.
You got 20 bucks?
I think so. You need 20 bucks more.
I got 20 bucks in my dry cell. I knocked over the guy's beer.
You got what?
I knocked over the guy's beer.
Oh.
I feel bad. right behind the net. See him? In the Red Wings sweatshirt. First row.
You got the
yeah.
Yeah, knocked over the guy's beer. He skates over to the bench and he asks to talk to the guy he's talking to is the dressing room attendant, Rick Zuber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rick takes 20 bucks down to the fan there in the front row and gives him the $20.
I get a kick out of his accent. What, did he buy him a Molson? Or?
Yeah, right.
A Labatt's or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So talk about endearing yourself to the fans.
Yeah.
Coughing up 20. Is that what the price is of a beer, Little Caesars?
Well, I don't know if it's exactly 20, but it's probably up there, I'm going to assume.
Well, that's one way to control people from getting out of hand, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That guy was already buying a $20 beer in warm-ups.
I'm going to guess if it was a large, it had to be over at least $12, is what I would guess. What I would suppose.
My guess is the fan probably thought it was just cool that he got his beer knocked over by Dylan Larkin.
Yeah, right.
Didn't care about the $20. But, yeah, so he skates over, points out the fan, and then...
My favorite part was he said, he's the guy wearing the Red Wings sweatshirt. Like,
yeah.
I think there are probably a few others.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
That's great.
Well, that's super.
That is. That's fun. So, as I said, as much as he's been doing on the ice, you get a guy doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the way that I was thinking how Miguel Cabrera has interacted with fans along the first baseline at Comerica Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's really endeared himself that way, and his as much as fans love his exploits on the field, just his playfulness that he has with the fan base off the field. So,
yeah,
congratulations, Dylan Larkin. Now, my question is, did the guy take the 20 and buy another beer?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Well, I don't know.
Dylan can afford it, so it's
well,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but I'm just wondering. But do you do that? And well, somehow you got to save some kind of souvenir. Can you save the glass or something like that? Do they come in those plastic cups or something? Or do you save the 20 and say, Dylan Larkin, you know,
knock this one over?
Well, gave me the $20. Here's the 20 I got. And did he spill it like on the guy's clothes? Or did the guy get soaked with beer?
Oh yeah.
So then, what do? You never wash.
Yeah, you wash.
No, man, you frame that up or something like that.
If it happened like during the game, if it was a playoff game, Stanley Cup, but for warm-ups.
Warm-ups doesn't count,
for
huh?
A regular season game, not really, no. No.
I love the fact that I'm not sure what he said, but I'm sure we can all imagine because they had to beep out that first part.
Right.
I'm sure what it was. Oh! So there is some fun. That this was December 14th. That's, what is that, a week ago now? Yeah, this is the 22nd.
Yeah, a week ago.
We're just finding out about this about now?
Yeah.
This
well,
video.
It's kind of a slow news for coming out of the NHL now, so since they have postponed all these games for the next 5 days.
Looking for something to make news from the National Hockey League besides the season being shut down and no players in the Olympics.
Yeah, no players in the Olympics. I think that was probably the right call. With all these cancellations, I think they have to make them up. There's just no way, and they didn't want everybody traveling overseas, probably in Beijing, you know, for a couple weeks.
And how would they have done that anyway? They would have had to probably quarantine before they start the Olympics.
Right.
So that would have really killed more of the season.
And probably quarantine when they get back, too, at least for 10 days, right? I mean, yeah.
So how do you maintain a season?
So I think they had no choice but to do it.
Well, Red Wings are off until Monday, we hope.
Yeah, we hope.
We hope. We don't know what's going to go on, but there's some fun Red Wings news for you in the meantime. Yeah.